You're listening to What's New with Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
This podcast is supported by Tools and Weapons, the podcast hosted by Microsoft Vice Chair and President Brad Smith. Each episode features insight you won't find anywhere else from the center of the conversation surrounding emerging technologies like AI. Right now on the podcast, you can hear a special episode where Brad Smith lays out Microsoft's vision for a vibrant marketplace driving the new AI economy. To hear more, follow or subscribe to Tools and Weapons with Brad Smith wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to the Spoken Edition of Wired.
How to record calls on your smartphone by Elizabeth Stinson and Josie Colt. Recording a phone call used to require an external gadget that connected a digital recorder to a desk's phone base and handset. It's still one of the most reliable ways to capture a conversation, but it's not exactly convenient. These days, smartphone apps and cloud services make recording phone calls easy and convenient, whether you want to save a conversation with grandma or a particularly candid conversation with a White House official. There are a couple ways you can do it, but first, one major disclaimer. State laws vary considerably when it comes to recording phone calls. Some require both parties to consent to having the conversation recorded, so check your state's laws to see if you need permission before you hit record. A good resource for learning about consent laws state by state can be found at a link in the original article. With consent covered, you can try these ways to record your next conversation. Use an app. Neither the iPhone nor Android devices come with a built-in call recorder, but their respective app stores are full of options to download. Tape a Call Pro has long been a favorite among journalists. Why? The app, available on both iOS and Android, makes recording as simple as setting up a three-way call. Dial the Tape a Call line, then dial the person you want to talk to, and merge the two calls into a conference. Boom! You're done. Recordings are saved inside the app, and you can share them via Dropbox, Google Drive, or Evernote. Tape a Call puts out a free version, but you can only access the first 60 seconds of your recording. If you plan on talking for more than a minute, it's worth splurging for the Pro version. It costs $20 for a year of unlimited use. Since the app uses three-way calling to capture the conversation, you need to have a service plan that supports three-way calls. For cheapskates, plenty of apps will let you record for free. Like another call recorder for Android, Google Voice also offers free recording, though the process is a little fussy. You have to first enable call recording on your Google Voice account, and you can only record during incoming calls to your Google Voice number. The service also announces when the recording has begun, so don't plan on tricking anyone here. When you hang up, Google saves the recording directly to your inbox. Use hardware. Want to go all old school with your call recording? Get yourself some cheap hardware, like this $14 Olympus telephone recording device. Plug it into the microphone jack on a digital recorder, and the earpiece picks up both sides of the conversation. Other gadgets plug directly into your headphone jack to record audio, but they cost more. If, for some reason, you're still using a landline, an old-fashioned telephone tap like this one will connect your handset to your recorder. More great Wired stories are available by following these links in the original article. If Trump is laundering Russian money, here's how it would work. Spot the contraband in these airport baggage x-rays. How a DNA transfer nearly convicted an innocent man of murder. A photo essay, ominous views of Japan's new concrete seawalls, and best robot vacuums, pet hair, carpets, hardwood floors, and more.